nastupi, javna emisija, živa emisija, ali vraćamo se sa puno intervjua i sa puno lepih utisaka i priča koje mogu da pomognu svima nama. Kao i svaki dan slušamo ispod nas sastav Elektro Guzi, oni su austrijski sastav koji su prošle godine dobili EBA nagradu i tu ja pravim mikrofoniju. Ali to je zato što imam ovdje jedan pravi bend. Dobro, završili smo s Elektro Guzi iz Austrije, slušajte ih gde god hoćete, mnogo su dobri. I pozdravljamo sastav Grimus. Hey Grimus!
Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
Great, waiting for the show tonight.
Grimus je najpoznatiji rumunski sastav koji inače za vreme Exita gde je isvirao, imamo živi nastup u našem studiju, u studiju Radio Beograda 1, i imali su divnu godinu za sobom, išli su na turneju sa Placebom, sa Roxette, sa Red Hot Chili Peppers. U svakom slučaju jedna lepa, lepa karijera im je pred očima i mnogo lepo pred njima i mnogo lepo zvuče. Sad ćemo da ih i slušamo. Koji se već čuo po Evropi. Sastav Grimus inače nije nepoznat beogradskoj publici, obzirom da su svirali i u Beogradu u Gun klubu, pa kasnije i na Exitu, a potom su obišli i Siget i ostale festivale po Evropi. So please guys, introduce yourself to, again to our audience.
Hello, my name is Vale, I play guitar and vocals.
and compose and write.
In Grimus, yeah. A bit of composing. This is Bogdan, our frontman.
Play vocal guitars.
Vocal guitars. Da, Bogdan je jedan stidljivi pevač, to niste upoznali.
We also have with us Tomáš. Say hi.
Hey, I'm backing up the guys with some really loud drums tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you're good at it. I saw that.
And Titus, our bass player.
Come on, guys.
Say hi.
Hello.
And we have our keyboard player who's always playing with his phone. Lahel. Come on, say hi.
Hello, I'm Lahel.
It was here. You have a good keyboard player.
Yeah.
Tonight you will play at 8 o'clock here in Groningen, so
yeah,
thank you for coming.
We're waiting for it. It's going to be a good show. We had our sound check done. Everything's according to plan. We're going to do it.
Yes, we sure are going to do it.
This is the first year here in Eurosonic for you.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It's really exciting here.
Yeah.
A lot of things happening.
For a short time.
Lots of
interviews,
lots of nice people. Good. Everybody smiles to us. It's great, you know.
Oni će večeras svirati u Groningenu u 8 sati, evo sad za jedno sat i po vremena, i bili su toliko fini da srate u naš studio. I poštovani slušalci, u tome jeste tajna velikih muzičara i zvezde i uspeha da budu ljubazni i da budu lepo vaspitani. After the Eurosonic, where will you go, guys?
We'll,
what is the plan for
we'll
this
go
year?
Home and prepare the launching of the album, the third album. The recordings are done. We're working on the artwork of the album and we're gonna have a busy year promoting it. So this is our plan the next month.
I'm not going home.
Stay here with me.
Stay here, yeah.
Okay, we will sing on the street. Okay. We have Jan on the manager.
We have fun.
Da, ovi su slatki momci, evo, napravili smo posao, ostajemo da sviramo u Groningenu, evo, pevač Bogdan i ja. Možda ćemo i Valija da zadržimo gitarista. Dobar je ja. So, drummer.
Hey.
You had a wonderful year before.
Yes, it's incredible, it's almost not true. It was so incredible.
You played, you know, in front of many, many people.
Yes, the problem was all that bands had so great drummers. I was really anxious before every show.
He was anxious.
Anxious. I was anxious and then anxious.
Now you are not anymore. You don't have to be a good drummer.
50,000 people in front of our drummer.
Yes.
Yeah.
50,000. I had a dream when I was little.
Yeah.
And I wanted to. In that dream, I saw a drum kit, my right leg, and a whole field of people.
So, dreams come true.
Yes, I had, and it was a weird dream, but it came true. Yes, it was not that weird.
So you have weird life now.
You know?
In another note, so let's change the subject.
No, it is super.
He's used to having crowds near him because he has like 5 sisters.
So, yeah. So lucky, guys. He's
used to being crowded.
And they all play instruments, so it's when you go in that house, it's crazy, man.
Then he doesn't need you, guys.
No, but he loves us.
He can play in a girl's band. It is nice.
Yeah, that sounds strange.
It's a relationship based on pity.
On pity.
The backseat girls.
Yes.
Divni bubnjar je sladak i Sanja. Ima 6 sestara i smatra da su mu se svi snovi ispunili. Stvirali su prošle godine pred 50,000 ljudi kada su Placebo u pitanju. Naprimjer, to je petočlani band Grimus. I ja sam da će opet oni ove godine doći u Beograd da sviraju negde oko Gana. U Ganu je divan indie band koji se već probio dosta, dosta u Evropi. Mnogo su fini momci. So, guys, you have to go to another media. So thank you.
I think
you.
We do.
Thank,
yeah.
You, so
thank
much.
You very much thank for your support, and we salute all your listeners. And please choose whichever song you like from the new album and enjoy it when we launch it, okay?
I will.
I like the way you make me talk.
You're listening, Benny.
It's a good vibe in this small room, yeah?
Yeah, a little louder.
Yeah, we had an interview earlier and I wasn't able to. Why.
You don't know what to say anymore.
Yeah, you make me want to
get
talk.
The best of him. Yeah,
the best of him. Yeah. Please, just
they
promise
get the
me
worst of me.
You have to promise me one thing, Bogdan.
The song?
Now, no. The song, of course, the song. What did you think? The song.
You played it earlier. So.
No, tonight at 8 o'clock when I come to
yes.
The place here. You have to sing Vanity, just for me.
Yeah, of course, we'll do it.
You will do it, just for
yes, let's do it.
Let's do it, drummer boy.
Fortunately, it's on the playlist.
We'll play it only on drums. It's yes. A drum solo.
All drum solo.
Please, no.
Hvala vam puno što ste bili naši gosti. Thank you so much for being here. And
thank
we
you.
We're looking forward to see you tonight.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao. I sada ćemo slušati još jednu pesmu, zove se Nature Falls. Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena sa festivala Eurosonic. Iako smo se lepo proveli ovde, ti sastanci na kojima budemo budu jako korisni. Praktično treba čovek da ode upravo tamo gde se događaju ovakve velike manifestacije jednom godišnje, da bi završio neke poslove. Tako smo mi našli predivnu Nikki McNeil. So nice to have you here and to meet you at last.
Lovely to meet you too, thanks for having me.
Koja je inače zadužena za bukiranje svih velikih bendova koji dođu na Exit. I kada tražite intervju, upravo Niki je ta koja vam obezbedi. Konačno smo uspostavili da uspostavimo platformu direktno u centru, da imamo od sledećeg, odnosno od ove godine, sve intervjue koje poželimo, više da se ne mučimo tamo nekim lokalnim putevima. So I explain our audience that you are, what are you doing and that you are almost every time in Exit, one of the main persons.
I'm not the main person, so I'm just a really big fan. I've been working with Exit since 2004, and I've seen it grow into an amazing event, and I've met some amazing people. I love the event, I love the ethos behind it, how music can make a change, and I know they're working really hard on new concepts and new things to, with their revolution concept, to make a change and make a difference again.
Yes. It is so nice that finally Radio Belgrade and you make connection.
Aww.
I'm so glad because of that.
So next time I'll see you running around the media studio doing lots of interviews then.
Yeah, I love it.
Excellent.
Excellent. It was a good job. Exit is not the only thing you are doing.
Okay. Based, I run a PR company. I love music and travel and going to new and interesting places. So I specialise in working with international music events in different countries. But I love it when the event is unique. So with Exit, it's the ethos behind it, the people and the location. And we work on an event in Melk Festival in Germany, for example, that's in a disused mine with a lake surrounding it. And the music there is very good too. So it has to be something unique and interesting that could potentially attract an international audience.
And then you made it happening.
Yeah. And then, of course, also somewhere I want to go as well.
Yeah, it is a wonderful thing that you're enthusiastic like that.
No, I love it. I love meeting new people, going to new places. And I'm very lucky that my job also takes me to places you wouldn't normally think of going on holiday. Not the typical places, which I also like.
What do you think about Eurosonic and people that you connected with?
I love Eurosonic Norderslag. You can meet so many amazing people from all over Europe. Everyone is very open to meeting new people, open to new ideas and open to new music. And it's just the best. You've got to come.
Yes, it is the best. And many things happen here and many dealings are finishing here. It's very nice. And what is nice, it's all professional, not under the corner or underground.
Yeah.
Just straight on to do the job.
Yeah, and it's the chance for even small bands to play in front of all the festival bookers and have the chance to play at festivals in neighbouring countries. You know, there's lots of exchange programmes going on, with bands from Serbia, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, Poland, getting the chance to play at festivals in each other's countries, and I think that's an amazing project.
Yeah, CITEP is amazing project too, and they already done festival around.
Because I think you've already spoken to Grimace from Romania, who've been doing well on the exchange program, and hopefully we can see more bands from Eastern Europe having success with this program.
What are you doing this year?
What am I doing this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
That makes you happy.
What am I doing? Well, my hobby is pole dancing. I do it for fitness, and I have a pole dancing company on the side, which is my hobby, so that's probably a bit strange.
No, it's
as well as the music. So next time I'm at Exit, on my rider, I need a pole in my back office.
Okay. It's online. You have to come to Belgrade too.
Yes, I would. I've actually not had time to visit Belgrade. I'm so sad that I'm always at Exit for like 7 days, and it's such a lot of work every day that I've never had time to stop off at Belgrade. But maybe that should be on my tick list for 2013.
I will help you to make it.
Oh,
to be
thank
my
you
guest,
so much.
To take you everywhere. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you, and see you all at Exit.
See you on Exit. Vidimo se na Exitu sa Nikki. I sada ćemo da pustimo jedan band koji je upravo i svirao na Exitu.
Collide. Now I understand why I spent so long Eko. Ove zime deca su kod kuće, ali nisu sama. Deda i baba dolaze, a raspust neće biti isti. Haos u kući, matorci dolaze. U bioskopima od 10. januara. Eko.
Yeah.
slušate Radio Beograd 1 sa Eurosonic festivala u Groningenu. Polako se približavaju naši prenosi kraju. Evo sad da vam puštamo tako neke sastave koje su ostavili na nas veliki utisak. Evo slušamo jedan španski sastav koji se zove Juan Zelade. Ako nam Aret proradi, pustit ćemo vam intervju sa njima.
Sunshine, ain't got no rain, ain't got a worry in the world, but the blues remain. Lazy Sunday morning, you got the world at your feet. There's a spring about me in my retreat. Smiling faces and percussion on the street. I'm gonna need recovering from the times you left me beat. Ain't got no sunshine, ain't got no rain, ain't got a worry in the world but the blues for me. Talking about the ways of it all. Ain't getting down now. I'm picking it up before I fall. Gonna embrace all I can. I'm digging a reaction from the ground. For the world has brought me down, but now I have found. And I ain't got no sunshine. Ain't got no rain. Ain't got a word in the world but the blues remain. Ain't got no sunshine. Ain't got no rain. Ain't got a word in the world but the blues remain. Some people think that it's enough to have it all, to have a sense of direction when the mountain is tall.
Suonerà con Grecia Radio.
Like every year.
Rebel, rebel in a cold 45. Let's live the life, let's go out and jive. Let's leave town, let's leave town on the run. Go to California.
Good band, but yeah.
Pascal se zove ovaj band koji je inače mnogo dobar i jako nam se sviđa uživio malo tako neko čudno ime iz Norveške, a pesma se zove Jive Babe. Sada malo da uozbiljnimo priču ovaj poslednji javni dan sa vama, a sutra mi idemo na sastanak. Mi smo došli, Radio Beograd kao institucija je došla pod pokroviteljstvom EBU-a. Imamo jednog divnog prijatelja Bena koji je inače jedan od čelnika te velike organizacije. Sutra ćemo imati sastanak godišnji takođe i kada će se pričati o onome što se uradilo ovih godina i šta možemo dalje da doprinesemo kada je medijska slika u pitanju u budućnosti. So dear Ben, first of all, thank you for coming here again.
I'm very honored to be here, so thanks for having me.
No, I'm honored. What did you do this whole year between the Eurosonics?
Because it's getting bigger and bigger every year, we start our preparations every year a bit earlier, a bit more early than the year before, and like in May or anyway before summer we already start with working on the program, working on the production side, because there are a lot more venues are added to the program every year. So in a way it's right after this edition stops, we give ourselves like 1 month, and then we start the preparation for the next one already.
The new one.
Yeah.
European Broadcasting Union and Commission, European Commission for Culture and Education, done wonderful job here.
Yes.
Once a year when everybody is here, lots of artists and lots of media, and they did a job. Everybody sings everywhere and perform everywhere. Yeah. So congratulations for that. You're
Thanks
in front
you.
Of
Thanks.
EBU here. What is the program of EBU when it is a music in question?
I think one of the main reasons behind the festival and behind the cooperation with the EBU is to create a platform for truly European music. I don't know in your country, but in Holland, the dominance of the Anglo-American music is pretty high. You know, we play a lot of music from England or from the USA.
Likewise.
And we hardly play any music from let's say Germany or France or Italy or Bulgaria or whatsoever. And having this platform, this festival, which is more like a celebration of European music, because it's coming from all over Europe, from Moldavia to Norway to Portugal, and it's an amazing showcase of how much wonderful music there is. Attracting all the people from the industry, from festivals, from labels, from managements, etc. to this festival, I'm sure it helps promoting that European music within our own borders.
Let me just translate.
Sure.
Upravo je rekao Ben ono što jeste suština, svi smo bombardovani uglavnom anglosaksonskom muzikom koja je naravno savršena, puno je tu. Ona je prosto i osnova i okosnica popularne kulture 20. i 21. veka. Međutim, mnogo jedinih stvari u cijeloj Evropi i divnih autora koji postoje. E, upravo na Eurosoniku se događa sastav, skup, gde treba svi da se sjedine i prosto da se sva muzika čuje, malo sam iskomplikovala, muzika da se čuje iz Francuske, iz istočnih zemalja, sad ću njemu da objasnim što smo mi kao Srbija želeli ovde da postignemo. We as a Serbian, as a Serbian media, I managed to give a lot of music from Serbia to mm-hmm. other media. So yeah. It is a wonderful thing about Ebu.
Sure, yeah.
It is a regular thing to just to hear, and then they will have some opinion about Serbian music.
Exactly. Because normally we never get in touch with Serbian music or musicians, because it's just the way it goes, and being here in this hot spot in Groningen for these 4 days of festival, you meet a lot of people, you get a lot of tips. This band is playing there and this band is playing there, go see them, and so it, on the other side there's so much music going on, it's hard to choose, but still you get a very good picture of what's going on.
Yes, and it is a nice picture.
Yes,
very nice
it is.
Picture.
Well, I've seen the last couple of days so many talented bands and musicians from which I've never heard of, and just be able to see them, it makes me interested in what they make, and it gives them a bigger chance to be played all over Europe, get invited for festivals, etc.
Yes. Is there any chance that Serbian band can apply in August, for example, when it will be applying for live performance in here? But how does it work?
Eurosonic Festival is a showcase festival.
Yes.
And so the only thing you can do is play your utmost best and play as much as you can. And if you have a good management you can let them bring enough people to see you, because it's all about to be seen and to be heard. And if you're good and you play you have great songs, then the chance you get invited for a festival, or you get invited by a radio station, or they play your music, it only gets bigger. There's no such thing as an application for airplay or something. Every radio has his own format and his own image and selects his own music. But this festival, this weekend, is all about information, spreading the information and give bands opportunities.
Yes, it is exactly like that.
Yeah.
Last day of your Sonic Festival mm-hmm. is, in fact, the main day, because of the Nodeslag, everything other started.
Yeah.
later.
True.
Yeah. On Saturday, yeah. The many bands from Dutch bands will yeah. play here on Groningen, and it is the main day for a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think, how it will go this year? How many bands? Do you know something?
Well, on Saturday, there will be 45 Dutch bands
Wonderful.
Playing here. But if you compare that to the Eurosonic Festival, which is three or four times bigger than just the Noorderslag Festival. But that's logic, because there's so much Europe and there's only so little Holland. But what you see is that most of the visitors who are interested in the Eurosonic Festival will travel home on Saturday. And the Noorderslag Festival is more for the Dutchmen and for the people here in Groningen and for the Dutch media of importance, because also the Noorderslag Festival, which is in a way the origin of the Eurosonic, because there was always Noorderslag and Eurosonic came later, but the objective is about the same, is presenting new music and give people an opportunity to listen to something they might not know, but they might like it. So in a way it's the same philosophy behind the Noorderslag Festival
and Eurosonic.
Yeah.
And you don't use as a Dutch band doesn't use Eurosonic to promote.
For sure. Yeah. A lot of Dutch bands are already playing on the Eurosonic Festival. So
okay,
they're doing like 3-4 gigs in 4 days.
But you're so near England or something. You don't need it. And there are so many good bands.
Sure.
I listened.
But there's a lot of good music all around the world. So and everybody wants to pick the right kind of music that suits his radio station best. So obviously there always will be music from England and America, but we would be grateful if slowly, year after year, the amount of European music played on air, selling, playing on festivals, is growing and getting bigger. So that and if you look at the results, for instance, how many Eurosonic bands are selected for the summer festivals, well, that number keeps on growing every year. So for that alone, it's worthwhile doing this.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Ben, for being here.
Well, thank you for being here and spreading the word to Serbia.
You're so polite giving me this wonderful studio. I'm like a queen here.
You are. You are the queen of the radio.
Thank you so much. Now we will listen to the Dutch band.
Sure.
Okay.
Shout it out. I wanna go deep. will halt, no war will bring me down.
Zan, holandski sastav, da, dosta značajan holandski sastav. Bilo su ovo Drivna tri prenosa, poštovani slušalci. Mi smo jako srećni što smo vam pustili i emitovali mnogo, mnogo, mnogo lepe pesme koje se širom Evrope sviraju. Još uvek smo ovde dva dana i dalje promovišemo i našu muziku po medijima, pomažemo im, pokušamo bar da prenesemo, da čuju šta se događa. I imamo sutra to divno Dač veče i sastanak Eboa, zbog koga smo isto ovde. A večeras sada smo po koncertima. Prijetno, želim vam u Beogradskom studiju Miša Milanovi, producentkinja Vesna Gemović, a iz Groningena vas najlepše pozdravlja, mnogo pozdravlja i donosi divnog materijala Katarina Epstein-Dimić. Završavamo ove prenose sa finskim bendom, jer je finska zemlja koja je ove godine bila glavna kada je muzika u pitanju i predstavljala se na Eurosoniku. Sve najbolje, poštovani slušalci, prijetno.